In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison visits the Victorian bushfire zone. A rocket attack in Baghdad kills several people, including a major Iranian general. And Australian tennis players and other sports stars pledge financial support for fire-affected communities. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he can understand the anger from people in fire-ravaged areas. The Prime Minister had to make a fast exit from a meeting with residents of Cobargo in southeast New South Wales yesterday when they started abusing him and complaining about minimal assistance. When a woman refused to shake his hand, the Prime Minister grabbed it anyway and then walked away from her as she appealed for more help for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. In this exchange, during a news conference in Bairnsdale in Victoria, a reporter asked Scott Morrison to explain his behaviour.
We're just there to support people in every way we can, however we find them, however they feel.
With all due respect, it didn't seem like you were supporting them. When a woman expressed her concerns, there was a bit of an awkward moment, you walked away. Is that really offering support?
No, well, I stood there with the same lady that you're referring to, and we talked about what she was asking for, which was a greater support for the firefighting effort in that part of New South Wales, and so we talked about that.
In a separate incident, a Cobargo firefighter told the Prime Minister he didn't want to shake his hand. There are other reports today of Prime Minister Morrison being warmly welcomed to the East Gippsland community of Lucknow. Mr Morrison visited a memorial hall where donations are being collected, and he contributed drinks and food for bushfire survivors. The Prime Minister told one woman who lost her home at Sarsfield that she faces a tough road ahead. The federal member for Gippsland has praised the locals' spirit and determination in the face of the disaster. Nearly 30 people are missing as a result of the fires, and two men have died, with authorities expecting that number to change. A state of disaster has been declared, with residents in Victoria's northeast told to leave before weather conditions worsen. Nationals MP Darren Chester says he's impressed with how the community has rallied together, and volunteers are working to keep everyone safe.
We're in for some pretty tough times again over the next 36 hours. We've just received briefings again about the risk, and the number one consideration of us all is the safety of our community.
Parts of Gippsland are expected to reach 40 degrees tomorrow and 45 in the northeast. Premier Daniel Andrews says the number of people unaccounted for in the fires has risen from 17 to 28. He says authorities are very concerned about their well-being and is reiterating his call for everyone in the fire impact zone to leave. Mr Andrews says the Mallacoota evacuation is going according to plan, with more people leaving the area. He's also thanked every person involved in the emergency services for their help in keeping Victorians safe.
But of course we have grave fears for the safety and well-being of those 28 people who cannot be located. Having said that though, these numbers will move around. A number of people who were part of the original 17 were located yesterday. There's been some other people who we've not even been able to necessarily determine as being missing, who have never made it onto a list, but have become known to family and friends only very recently.
The United States has confirmed the death of the head of Iran's elite Quds force in an airstrike on Baghdad airport, which killed several people. The Pentagon has confirmed he was killed under the direction of US President Donald Trump. The general was a major figure in the Iranian regime. President Trump tweeted a picture of the American flag after the attack. Australian tennis stars have promised to donate money to the bushfire relief efforts for each ace they serve during their summer games. Nick Kyrgios, John Millman and Alex de Minaur are among the players who plan to help raise funds while competing. Big Bash League captains are also showing their support and pledging money. Australian cricketers also plan to auction signed shirts from the Boxing Day test. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 27. Adelaide, a shower or two, 24. Melbourne, sunny and 29. Hobart, hot and partly cloudy, 30. Canberra, smoke, haze and hot, 42. Wollongong, becoming windy, smoke, haze, 33. Sydney, much the same, 34. Newcastle, hot and sunny, 38. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.